time for another edition of The Greenhorn with Parker James, brought to you by the Cattlemen's Beef Board and the National Beef Checkoff. Now, here's the man asking questions of ag experts that you always wanted to know but were afraid to ask, Parker James.
Howdy, folks. Parker James here with The Greenhorn. Today, we've got a very special guest, former bull rider, cattle producer, and youth wrestling coach, Sean Coleman. Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Doing great. You know, Sean, some of my earliest memories are at rodeos, watching you ride, watching you and Monty raise a little bit of heck. It's been a long time, and now you're switched over. You're raising cattle and raising kids. Do you like that transition? You prefer this lifestyle?
Yeah, it's definitely easier on the body.
Speaking of, what was the most painful injury you ever had riding bulls?
Well, I had a couple of shoulder surgeries, so that wasn't very good. But one time I got 9 stitches where grown men don't want them. But
get stepped on?
Yes, I did.
Unfortunate. All right, we might have to cut that. Next question I got for you, Sean. We're here at Stockman's today. We're in their back pens right now. How important is finding the right sale barn for a cattle producer?
Oh, it's important. You know, the biggest thing is these guys do a great job. If you're a local guy, keep doing what you're doing. We try to stick to the same deal every year. We sell them at the same time. You know, we had a couple smaller groups of cattle, and they sell load lots just as high as they sell 2-3 head. So some of these smaller guys that got 50 head and half of them might be heifers or steers and can't make a load lot, it's a great place to go, and these guys do a fantastic job.
If you could go back to a young Sean Coleman, a little 10-year-old Sean Coleman, give him a piece of advice, what would it be?
You know, I really don't know. I've kind of done everything I've wanted to do.
The first Greenhorn guest that's done everything right.
Well, I don't say it right. I've done a lot of things wrong, but that's how you learn. You make mistakes. We've always been around cattle and rodeo, and I guess we've had a lot of opportunity, and I know guys look now, and it's hard. Costs a lot of money. These cattle cost a lot of money. Land costs a lot of money, but heck, if that's your dream, you know, try to find a way to get into it and get going. I waited till I was later in life after my bull riding career, but man, these kids that get going right out of high school and raise cattle, they got a big opportunity.
I see days where the board will be down heavy, and then you go to the local sale barn and the cash market is high. Do you think that the board is really reflective of what's going on with the markets right now, and where do you see it going?
No, to me, and I don't want to get myself in trouble, but that board is just the biggest casino in the country, if you ask me. People are up and down and making money, and it's good for them that if they don't want to own cattle, they can trade on that board. But luckily, it doesn't, and people have adjusted to where it won't affect the cash price, because it's tough when that thing can swing $8 a hundred and it's your day to sell. And so if people kind of are staying more steady, unfortunately, the boards should be meant to protect cattle and when you buy them to finish them, and sometimes it works, but there's usually such a gap between what the board is at and what the cash market is, you can't really protect anything. So
I love it. Thank you so much for your time today, Sean. Awesome job on the great cattle you raised.
Appreciate you.